Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Did you know that the bold, smooth taste of Dunkin' cold coffee can be brewed in your Keurig coffee maker and enjoyed at home? Dunkin's cold K-Cup pods were crafted to be brewed hot and enjoyed cold. And of course, they're packed with the Dunkin' flavor you crave. Brew over ice and sip in seconds. Because the home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
A lot can happen between falling in love with a house online and owning it. Between imagining living there and breathing in your new home for the first time. Having an advocate who can help you navigate the complex world of financing, inspections, negotiating, analyzing the market, and talking through any anxieties that may pop up, that can make all the difference. That's what the expertise of a Realtor can do for you. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors and bound by a code of ethics. Because that's who we are.
This is Steve Robbins. Welcome to the Get It Done Guy's quick and dirty tips to work less and do more. We all have people we want to reach agreements with about the future. But different people see the future different ways, and this changes what we're willing to agree to. You might think you're going to ship your product on time, free of defects, and revolutionize the market. Your customer might think you're going to deliver a hobbled-together prototype 6 months too late. Of course, you're the one who's right. But just in case, if you're going to make plans and agreements about the future, you need to take into account a future where everyone thinks something a little bit different is going to happen. You need tools for uncertainty, and we have those tools. They're called contingency clauses. You can bet on external conditions, things that you can't control. When you're setting up an agreement, consider using contingency clauses. A contingency clause is just a bet that you make about the events that will unfold in the future. They keep both you and the other person accountable for your decisions, opinions, and actions, and they give you a way to value the future differently, so that each of you can walk away with a deal that you believe is a good thing, given what you believe about the future right now. Now, of course, one, or maybe both of you, will be proven wrong, but you'll be happy right up until the moment that your flying car engine cuts off at 30,000 feet, and happy is what's important, right? Now, one of your friends has been dying to eat at Poke Bowl Express, the Japanese ramen restaurant that opened last week. Now, they say that this ramen makes your dreams come true. While it might be fun to have last night's dream about Warren Buffett, Kim Kardashian, and Newt Gingrich come true, it might also usher in the apocalypse. Plus, you think the line will be way too long at the restaurant and it will be at least an hour's wait. But your friend disagrees and insists that after a week, the line must have died down. Your friend craves dream-infused ramen, so they won't go anywhere else. You both sit inside and stare at each other and literally stew in frustration. Fortunately, a contingency clause comes to the rescue. Your friend wants to eat at Poke Bowl Express, and you tell them you don't mind eating there if the line is short. So you decide up front that if the line is longer than 10 people, you'll go to Mary's old-fashioned pancake house instead. The contingency that you're betting on is the length of the line. Contingency clauses keep everyone honest. They're useful for creating near win-win situations, especially for complicated decisions. Since you agree on the contingency before the actual event happens, it can be a nice, clean way to ensure that everyone comes out happy, and that's what's important, right? We already agreed that. When everyone involved helps design the contingency, they're much more likely to agree to follow through with whichever portion of the contingency does or doesn't come to pass. You can also use contingency clauses in business. How do you hold a gigantic multinational corporation accountable? Well, use a contingency clause. They're building a new casino near a friend of mine's town, and he thinks it will attract a lot of crime. In fact, he says he's even seen Lex Luthor the Penguin and Harley Quinn having lunch at the corner deli. The developers, however, say posh. They think it's all in his head. If both parties really have different beliefs, they can use a contingency clause to strike a deal. The developers get the go-ahead to build the casino, but they'll have to hire the Avengers League of America as a private security detail if the per capita crime rate increases in the area by a certain agreed-upon amount. Of course, no one actually knows if there will be an uptick in crime. Residents have a hunch it will, and the casino developers have a hunch it won't, and a good crisis communications team just in case. The contingency clause lets both parties create a bet that they believe will be in their favor. And if the developers don't agree to the contingency clause, that's a signal that they actually do believe there will be an uptick in crime. In these cases, you aren't able to control the future, so you're betting on future uncertainty. But you can also use contingency clauses to bet on things that you can control. You can also bet on things that you can control. You're a screenwriter, and you've just landed your first big contract with a Hollywood studio. But the project has been a long time coming, and you're behind on your bills. They even want to repossess your cat. And if they want her, they're going to have to pry Fluffy out of your cold, dead fingers. Unless, of course, she eats her way out first. To keep you healthy and hale, you want payment up front for your screenplay. You listen to the Get It Done guy, so you know you'll get the project done if only you can afford to eat. The studio, on the other hand, has experience with screenwriters, and they're highly skeptical, especially since you made the mistake of telling them that your best work is actually channeled through Fluffy from a 1,217-year-old Egyptian cat goddess. They don't believe you'll get the script finished, and they don't want to give you a cent until they have a finished script in hand. They give you one day to decide if you'll write on spec and only get paid when you deliver. Don't take their ultimatum. Give them a counterproposal that includes a contingency, one that handles both your concerns. You ask for partial payment in advance so that you get to eat, and you add a contingency where you return the money if you don't deliver by a certain date, or of course give them Fluffy if you don't have the money. This is also, by the way, how advances work. An author or a writer is given payment as an advance against royalties. If they get the job done, they keep the advance free and clear. Only if they don't deliver do they have to return the advance. The risk of creation is on the creator, and the business risk is borne by the business. Betting on contingencies that are under your control is powerful, but it can be dangerous. Before believing that you can do something, do enough introspection to make sure you actually do believe in truth that you really will be able to do it. If you're not sure how you'll perform, it's probably best not to use contingencies. And even with things outside of your control, do your best to have a justification for why you think external conditions will turn out a certain way before you create contingencies about them. One word of advice: when contingencies are in play, study them carefully to understand who gets paid under what circumstances. While it may be tempting not to look too closely at the contingencies that your counterparty introduces that you believe will never happen, for example, in the event of a zombie apocalypse, there is a reason the other party wants that clause. They just may have a secret warehouse full of zombie reanimation powder waiting in the wings. This is Steve Robbins. Follow Get It Done Guy on Twitter and Facebook. I help people build and negotiate extraordinary careers. If you want to know more, visit steverrobbins.com or join my personal mailing list by texting Get It Done to 33444. You'll also get a free copy of my secret book chapter on how to build relationships that help you succeed. Work less, do more, and have a great life.
Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Need a cold coffee with a bold flavor? Dunkin' Cold K-Cup pods were specially crafted for cold coffee. Brew over ice straight out of the Keurig coffee maker for smooth, delicious Dunkin' taste you know and love. Find your next Dunkin' Cold coffee in the roasted coffee aisle.
Is this house a good price compared to others in the area? Are prices going up or down? If I don't make an offer right this very moment, will I miss my chance? These are just some of the questions a home buyer might ask. And these are the sorts of questions an agent who is a Realtor can help answer. Because Realtors have the expertise, data, and access to specialty training to help you navigate the process of buying a home. They provide support, guidance, and have your back every step of the way. That's what Realtors do, because that's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.